Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey, everybody knows Weber grills. I've been using Weber grills my whole life, and check it out. They got a pellet grill, the Weber Searwood pellet grill. Now, with a pellet grill, you can smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. You can go from low and slow, okay, on smoke boost mode, or crank this thing all the way to a heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone, so you can put more food on the flame. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood pellet grill.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The playoffs are upon us, the best place to watch right there in person. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace for playoff basketball, which makes getting playoff tickets even easier and faster. Prices on Game Time app actually go down closer it gets to tip-off. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, the lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Save even more when you choose a section and let Game Time choose the seat. The lowest price guaranteed or Game Time will credit 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying playoff basketball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code NIGHTCAP for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code NIGHTCAP, N-I-G-H-T-C-A-P for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp, one of my co-hosts. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree. You know what? He's a pro. He was a pro bowler, an all-pro from Liberty City. He's Chad Ochocinco Rosado Johnson. My other co-host on Wednesday night, he's your favorite number 0, Arizona Wildcat legend. You know, they call him Mr. Hibachi Man himself. He is Agent 0. Gilbert Arenas. Thank you guys for joining us. Please make sure you hit that like button, and please, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you guys for selling out my Shea by LaPortier. We're only taking pre-orders. We got a shipment in about 700 cases that was directly went to Vista, which is the online. And so all orders will be processed in the coming week. So thank you. Thank you again for your patience. Do me a favor. Do me a solid. That is, please go follow my social media company. It's called Shay Shay Media on all platforms. It's at Shay Shay Media. Also, my clothing company, and it's spelled out 84CLO, excuse me. That's 84 spelled out. And you know what, guys? I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Also, go follow Gil, his YouTube channel. He has a show that airs every Monday through Thursday live at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's Gilbert Arenas, his YouTube channel. His show airs every Monday through Thursday live at 11:30 a.m. And you could also follow him on his personal YouTube page, No Chill Gil. Let's go on and get Gil subbed up, y'all. Do him solid. The Knicks beat the Pacers tonight, 131-121. It was a situation where Jalen Brunson went down early, like midway through the first quarter, missed the remainder of the first, all the set first half, and then he came back and he seemed to have energized them. So they come back and get a hard-fought win, 131-121. Gil, I'm going to start with you tonight. What did you like about what the Knicks did, and what didn't you like about what the Pacers did?
I mean, what Brunson did? It clearly shows he's the heart and beat of that team.
Yep.
They were up 11 when he went down. Soon as he get hurt, they went down 11. So it was a minus 22 when he was out of the game going time. And soon as he comes back, you can see the energy, the soul, the patience, the leadership that he brings. So that was the glaring tale of the Knicks, that is their heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Now, if Indiana takes anything from this game, it should tell you, take out the head of the snake. The head of the snake is out, the rest of the snake falls, right? He goes out. They're basically a 22-point turnaround. Mm-hmm. Why are you playing one-on-one against him? He's a one-on-one assassin. He leads the NBA in fourth quarter points. And what's the new thing they have?
Fourth quarter points, clutch points.
Points. Yeah, they got the new thing, clutch points. Don't know what that is yet, but they got that. He leads it, right? So the fact that he leads in clutch points and fourth quarter points lets you know this is a dangerous man to be trying to guard one-on-one. Mm-hmm. If you have any basketball knowledge, Rick Carlisle does, just double him. At this point, just double him. He's done proved one-on-one, you cannot stop this man.
Are we sure Rick Carlisle has basketball knowledge? Because for some reason, he keeps putting them hard on Brunson. And every time Brunson sees him, he thinks oxtails. He thinks mac and cheese. He thinks candy yam. He thinks neck bone. He thinks cornbread. He thinks collard green. He's thinking it's Sunday dinner because he's cooking it. TJ McConnell comes in. He only played. He gave you 10 points and 12 assists in the limited minutes. And what he's doing more so than Nembhard, he's making Brunson work. Okay, sometimes it's not about being able to stop him because he's a tremendous one-on-one player. But you got to make him work. He does minimal effort when Nembhard is guarding him. He's going shooting over the top of him. You see, what you call him is picking him up 94 feet. He's like, you know what? You might get some basket, but you're going to work for him. And that's what you have to do. And I don't understand. After the first game, you see Nembhard and you see him struggle. And I agree. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, you're going to have to get the ball out of his hand and you're going to have to make Josh Hart. You're going to make Hartenstein. You're going to have to make other guys beat you because he's proven through the course of the year he can beat anybody. I'm not going to let him beat me. Mm-hmm. Pascal Siakam. Now, that's two games you've been bull jiving. Now, Tyrese Halliburton redeemed himself. He had six points on six shots. He played well. And I get it. He only had 12 points in the second half. But sometimes you got to be selfish. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Y'all bull jiving. Let me go ahead and do this thing on my own. 11 of 19, 7 of 11 from a three. Pascal Siakam, you bull jive tonight. Miles Turner, I don't know what you was on tonight, but you got to do better. You got to do better than what you gave him. Ocho, take off.
He ain't played well the last four games, to be honest. The last two against Milwaukee and these two, he ain't really.
You talking about Miles Turner or you talking about Pascal?
Siakam, Pascal.
Well, neither one of them played good in the first two games, and they need to play better because look at the bench points. Pacers in two games, 92. The Knicks, 15 bench points, but the Knicks are up 2-0.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed the game. It was a good game. I really enjoyed it. That goddamn Josh Hart. I know everybody. We want to talk about Jalen Brunson. This Jalen Brunson. That obviously went out in the first quarter.
Yep.
Missed the whole first half. But that goddamn Josh Hart. I think he is responsible and more the reason because of his rebounding prowess and getting those second chance points on why they are winning. Well, kind of running away with the game at a certain point because of those rebounds that he's getting. Jalen Brunson, bruh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. To piggyback off of what Gil said, talk about being the heart and soul of that team. Dog, it's crazy. Obviously, I didn't expect the Knicks to be this far into the playoffs, for one, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them playing the way they're playing, to see them handling the Pacers the way they're handling the Pacers is a sight to see after it's been so long since the Knicks have had, what, playoff appearances like this? When was the last time
they beat them? Well, they was in the playoff last year. Didn't the Heat beat them? I think the Heat knocked them out.
Knocked them out in the first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time they've been to the... How do you say it the right way?
You're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals?
Like the 90s.
Yeah. You know, okay. Nope. That's what I was trying to say. I got to get my terminology right. I got to get my terminology together.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to Hart, his value, he's one of those guys, man, that... You don't really know what you just put him out there,
right?
Right, just like yo, do you right? And right, we'll figure this shit out later. Just here, I don't know how much I can pay you right now, but we'll make it up in the back. We'll make it up for you. He's that type of player,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right? The type of player where like he will take a pay cut for the team. Get you know he's gonna have a coaching job. He's gonna be on the staff. That's that player. He's such a glue player. And when you need him to score 19 and 15 rebounds,
He's gonna give you that.
Like, it lets you know now what Westbrook did then is needed. A guy who's gonna go out there and just get it done. You need 15 rebounds for me? I got it, coach. You need 19? I got it, coach. You need seven assists? I got it, coach. Just let me know what you need me to do. I'm the handyman around here. Mm-hmm.
The best compliment I can pay him is he's a basketball player. That's what he is, Gil. I mean, you don't really assign a title, a one, a two, a three, a four, a five. He's a basketball player. He'll do whatever you need to get done. Hey, son, we need you to play defense tonight. Okay. Son, we need you to give us 15 to 20 points. Okay, coach. Son, we need you to give us somewhere between 10 and 15 rebounds. Okay, coach. You know what, son? We need you to, we're going to run the offense through you tonight. Okay, coach. Whatever you need. And see, this is why you have to watch to understand. Because if you look at the offensive rebounds, you say, well, Indy offensive rebound them by two. But look at when the Knicks got the rebounds. In the fourth quarter, when the game was won, one possession game, they got possession after possession. And when Indy couldn't get a rebound, if they'd have got the rebound, could have maybe tied the game or went ahead, guess what happened? Now the Pacers get the rebound and get the put back, either two and one or three. And so that was the difference in the ball game. Late in the ball game, they couldn't keep Josh Hart. They couldn't keep Hartenstein off the glass. And I'm looking at you, Miles. I'm not like Miles Turner. He's looking around like, who did it and what for? I'm like, bro, get on your ass on the glass. You 7 foot tall. This was, I mean, we know, Gil, Ocho, when you watch the Pacers, we know they don't play no defense. The Knicks shot 57% from the floor. They shot 47% from the three. You're not going to beat very many teams unless you shoot 60% from the floor and 60% from the three, because they're going to get whatever they want. And you saw Brunson. So just imagine, Brunson finished the night with 29 points. How many points you think he would have got had he played the entire ball game? It's another 40 piece. I'm disappointed because I want to see him get five consecutive 40 pieces. Because that's what he's got to get. That's what he would have gotten. Now, Rick Carlisle, this is the way we play, and this is what got us here. Now, you can leave them hard on him if you want to. And you're going to try to show your philosophy. You know, sometimes, in football, we play the way we play. We don't flock corners. Well, you better take your best corner and you better let him get frequent flyer miles, because he damn sure better travel. Because if you don't, that number one wideout is going to eat your number two and three corners up.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
If coach says that's the way they play and that's his philosophy and they're not changing because he's going to stick to what he feels has worked to get them to this point throughout the entirety of the year. So when they play in Indiana, which I'm assuming is what, maybe Friday or Saturday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Friday or Saturday. Yeah. Then Nimrod is going to be back on Jalen Brunson again. So
40.
Nimhard. Yes.
Like Nimhard.
Yeah.
Nimhard. So, I mean, obviously the same thing is going to happen. So is it safe to say, since coach philosophy, and he's basically saying he's not going to change because this is the way we do things. So is this series basically over at this point?
If they continue to play Jalen Brunson one-on-one, yes.
It's idiotic, Chad. This is why. This is not a regular season. This is the playoffs, right?
Exactly.
In playoffs, you're playing against specialty players. Mm-hmm. So you have a general offense. A defense. Like, when we play in a regular season, it's like, all right, if he can shoot, we're going to go over. If he can shoot, we can switch. If he can't shoot, let's go under. Mm-hmm. Right? You have, if he's on the left side pushing baseline, you know, you have typical defense, right?
Right.
It gets you through the season. When the playoffs start, you have to really adjust to specialty players. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, Jalen Brunson, we're just going to switch. Mm-mm. If he sees that, he's going to pick out the weakest person on the defense. Right. And he's
go call the screen from them.
And go at him.
No, you come. Like, I used to do a pick and roll with him, bring him over here. Let's get him. We usually get the Euros on. Let me get the Euro over here. Let me go ahead, bop him a couple times and score. So you usually pick on the weakest person. So you have to change your defense for certain players. You might not be it. You first round, normal defense. This round, they have a guy.
Yes.
You don't have a guy, so they don't really need to do anything defensively different than what they've been doing. They have a specialty guy, probably one of the most dangerous people in the fourth quarter right now. Yeah. You have to focus on him the whole game, especially in the fourth, right? If they get to the next round, there's two people that does this, right? So you have to be able to change it up for the personnel. You can't be standard. This is not a call.
Because
what? Right, it's a little bit different rounds.
Yeah, because what happens, Ocho, is that I'm playing Miami one night, then I got Orlando, then I got Atlanta, I got Charlotte. But see, in a 7-game series, you're specialized. And normally, once you get to the playoffs, everybody has a guy that can go get buckets. Some teams have two guys. You look at the Dallas Mavericks, they got two guys that you can put the ball in their hands and they can go get you a bucket.
Kyrie and Luka.
You got two. You look at Denver. Murray, put the ball in the hand, go get your buckets. Carl Anthony Towns, Ant-Man, can go get you buckets. And so when you got a guy that can go get you buckets, and most guys in the NBA are great because you can't be good if you can't play one-on-one. Look at the great players. They can all go one-on-one. Mm-hmm. If you can go one-on-one and you give a guy a steady diet, he'll build up a resistance to it. And then now, he doesn't see the ball go in. See, the problem that they had is they let Jalen Brunson see the ball go in a couple of times. He hit his first couple of shots in the third.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the baby. Oh. Go ahead, kiss the baby, put the baby to bed. Because you know your ass about to be up all night. You ever sometimes, don't you? You're like, I'm going to get a nap when the baby go down. Because I already know she went down too early and my ass about to be up all night. So I'm going to get some sleep when they get some sleep. Well, you let Brunson start to cook. Well, you know what? You're going to be up all night because he's about to tear your ass up.
Listen, I don't know much about basketball, but I do know the same as it goes for us. Once we catch a football in a game, just the first catch, and you get that feeling and that confidence and you get in that rhythm, I'm assuming Gillis probably the same when it comes to basketball. Once you hit two or three shots and that confidence and you in the rhythm and you feeling yourself, it's hell after that.
Yeah.
It's hell for everybody after that.
All right, what DB you cooked? Who was lunch meat for you?
Everybody except Revis. Everybody.
No, I mean, imagine the person that's defending you is playing you one-on-one. You got 7 games with this dude.
Oh.
Coaching, the coach is like, nah, we just going to play him straight up. That's what we've been doing all year.
Exactly.
Hall of Fame jacket, where are you at?
Hey.
I'm about to be a star just off them. And that's right.
That's what y'all gonna do? y'all gonna let the linebacker run with me up the seam, take me to the seven, take me on the out, the far cross. Ooh. That's what y'all gonna do? Okay.
That's easy work.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, but then basically these losses in these 40-point games, obviously he only had 29 tonight as far as Brunson goes. It's on the head coach then, because he's not making the proper adjustments to be able to stop him. Maybe you can't stop him, but at least contain him and force everybody else to beat you.
He's making
it. But even the supporting cast is having good games and putting up points as well.
But the thing is, you got to make it difficult on him. You got to slow him down. You can't let him come down and every shot he put up. Hold on. What was he? He was 11 of 18. Now, mind you, he missed almost 15 minutes of the game.
Right.
So at that pace, he only missed. Bro.
Like me, if I'm guarding Brunson, you know, I've played against these guys. I've watched these guys. I've seen how they when you're that small, you have a knack for putting the ball in the back. You've been small your whole life. You've been playing against taller guys since you was probably in middle school.
Yes.
Right. So you've adjusted to this height since you was a kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new for you. You do not play Nimrod. You do not play, McConnell?
It was Nimhard and Neesmith. McConnell comes in and picks him up some, but they try to.
You don't want none of them on him.
Well, I mean, who you gonna put?
Siakam. You
can't put Siakam on Brunson.
Siakam can't do it. He can't do nothing with what you call him. He can't do nothing with OG. So how the hell he gonna guard?
But OG is stronger than him. So what I'm saying is, with Brunson himself, I want someone who's taller and has the arm, Lynn, because all Brunson's going to do is just hit you with his body because he's stronger. He's going to hit you with his body, turn around, jumper. If you're the same height, if you're anywhere from 6'2 to 6'7, you're not going to bother his shot. He's used to that. He's used to that arm. So you need someone who's a little bit longer to make him shoot a little bit higher. You're not going to stop him. All he's going to do is try to get more into your body, hit you, and then he's going to try to spin fade. And your arm length should be able to alter the shot a little bit. Even if I'm guarding him, he's cooking me. Because once he hits me with the body, I'm going to back up a little bit and he's going to be able to shoot the jump.
Right.
So using his body to create that distance. It's just like a math equation, right? All right, you have long arms. Okay, you jump a little bit. So I need about 2 feet. Boom. Okay, that's it. Right? And that's all he's doing. He's calculating. Hey,
now, when I think about a gear, ain't that the same thing that move Carmelo do? He always put that shoulder in just to create a little bit of space.
A little bit of space.
You know, somebody,
you're trying to dislodge him. You're trying to dislodge him off that spot. A lot of times what guys are doing, they're trying to draw an offensive foul, so they're trying to block. And they're not going to give you that. They're not going to give you that come postseason. You have to earn fouls in the postseason, especially on a player like Jalen Brunson, because that's his game. Dip the shoulder, dislodge you off the spot, whether he's trying to shoot a jumper or he's trying to get to his spot and get to the basket. But they're not going to give you those calls. At some point in time, you can't keep letting guys, OG left, and he didn't play the entire fourth quarter, but he had 28. Brunson missed 15 minutes of the game. He missed the entire second quarter. He had 29. DiVincenzo, he had 28. Josh Hart had 19. Hartenstein had 14. At some point in time, you can't keep letting their starters get double figures. You can't let three guys of their starters have in the high 20s and shoot. OG was 10 of 19. Brunson was 11 of 18. DiVincenzo was 10 of 20. If you go back and look at it, only McBride that played at least 20 minutes, only one guy shot less than 50%. OG was 10 of 19. Hartenstein was 5 of 7. Jalen Brunson was 11 of 18. Josh Hart was 8 of 12. DiVincenzo was 10 of 20. Who the hell are you beating in the postseason? You let a team shoot 50. Do you understand, Ocho? Probably shoot around. You couldn't shoot 57%. This is a game.
Yeah.
This is no different than with Miami. I mean, not Miami, but Phoenix Suns, right? They was all focused on offense, no defense. And then when it comes to the playoffs and you really need to lock down defensively.
It wasn't there.
You don't have the muscle memory to do it. You know, doing it a certain way, you're going to give up. You're going to, like, it's one of those things is you can pick him up full court.
Yes.
Because he's not a great ball handler in a sense of, like, him or Halley is not great ball handlers. Yeah. They're not Kyrie Irving, right? They're not John Wall, right? So they have fumbled trying to get past you. Mm-hmm. They're great in the half court. So yeah, you try to tire me out in the back court, I'm gonna just pass it to Josh Hart. Boom. Right. So this is just a matchup tweak. This is just a matchup tweak, but it seems like New York got to counter for all of it.
They do. We've said this all year. Indiana's looking to outscore you. And if you look at the magic number for the Knicks, they got the 130. The Pacers are trying to get to 130, 135. They don't play defense. They don't have outstanding wing defenders. Miles Turner is a great help defender, but because his offense is lacking, he's lacking on defense. Normally, they tie together. You play good offensively, you get some steals, you get block shots. You play good defensively, all of a sudden the ball starts to go in the basket. But give the Knicks credit, because when Brunson came back in, you could see it from the television. Even though I don't have my sound on, you could see the people standing, because they're like, okay, our savior is back. You see them now, all of a sudden, DiVincenzo is shooting the ball. Oh, this about to go in. JB on the court. Josh Hart like, hey, man, if I get this rebound, kick this thing back to JB, oh, we good. Hartenstein, all of a sudden, he's crashing the boards even harder. And the thing is because they're crashing the boards, you're not making them pay. See, now you crash the boards. Josh Hart doing all that board crashing. Y'all got to get that rebound and get the ball out, get it ahead, get some easy transition points. But the Knicks, give them credit. I thought the minutes would catch up with them, Gil, because you know Tibbs, he likes to play his guys heavy, heavy minutes. DiVincenzo played 44 minutes. Josh Hart, again, played all 48. Hartenstein played 39. Jalen Brunson played 32, but he missed 15 minutes of the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's doing is just old basketball, right? You know, when we played, Kobe didn't come out of the game. LeBron didn't come out of the game, not in the playoffs.
Right.
Jordan came out of the game, not in the playoffs, right? You know how to manage the time in the playoffs with timeouts, longer TNT or ESPN commercial breaks. So you're going to get your rest. But what I love about this series is I don't think New York fans understand the rules of the NBA, all right? Sit in the seats. I see somebody behind the basket get up from his seat and yell at the ref like he almost came on the court. But I don't know if y'all seen this, but New York is wild right now, right? You got two dudes sitting there like, this ain't the Rucker sit down, right? They in there yelling at the ref, picking the ball up, wiping it off. I'm like, oh, they crazy out there. They turned up.
That's dope, man.
It is. That's the dope. Knicks, look, there's a reason why they call Madison Square Garden the Mecca.
Yeah.
And when the Knicks are good, there's no better place to be. There are certain looks. You want the Knicks. You want the Celtics. You want the Lakers. Obviously not the Warriors. And if you get the Bulls, sprinkle the Bulls in there, you'll be straight. But if you got the Knicks, the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Warriors, NBA don't
really. You got a good. Oh, NBA is popping. You got them teams good.
What? Yeah. I don't care about anybody else.
So hypothetically speaking, I mean, I'm not wishing any bad luck on the Knicks. But if the Knicks win this series, who do you think they face next?
Celtics. Cancun. They're facing the Celtics next.
He said, why you say Cancun?
Because it's about to be 4-1. You know who they facing. The team that wiped y'all out, they're going to play them.
So, wait a minute. So, you what you saying? You saying the Knicks don't have a chance to beat the Celtics in the 7-game series?
Cancun. They're going to be in Cancun. Drinking pina coladas. They did great. Nobody's going to be mad at them, man. Nobody, listen. There's sometimes some forces you face in life that just got your number, and they just better suited to do what they do. They play in Boston, right? They got stars over there. They got a team over there. They play defense over there. Yeah. They got offense over there.
It's a two-headed monster in Boston. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a Josh Hart. They got a White who plays defense.
Yeah.
They got a Porzingis it when he comes back. They just resting him now. See, nobody's paying attention to him because they've winning every game by 20 plus.
Yeah. So like you're not even giving the Knicks a chance if they, I mean, once they get to the next round.
4-1. And then whatever those dudes want on their contract, give it to them because they earned every dollar. See, I've never seen New York like this.
Right.
See, the New York I know, they going to boo soon as the score is 2-5. Oh, boo. 2-5. They booing. I've known the Garden to be. I seen a little turn up. A little turn up with Jeremy Lin, of course.
Yeah. And then I remember Lin.
When Trae Young got in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it was going at it back and forth. Yeah, that was dope.
Right here, different. Oh, this is different. And you know it's going to be sick when they play Boston.
Oh, because, Knicks and Boston.
Unc, when the Knicks was good when Sprewell and Allen Houston was there, right? They was good back then, huh?
90, well, they went to the finals in 90, what? That was that 95, 94? That was 94 because they lost to Houston because Houston swept Orlando the next year. And I think they went 99 and they ended up losing to the Spurs. But I don't know if was Spree on that team then? I don't think Spree was on that team then. The Allen Houston team. I don't think he was on that team then.
Oh, he wasn't?
I don't think.
I think he was. Was he early 90s, like 93, 94, 95? Yeah,
I don't think Spree was there yet.
He was going to stay then.
Yeah. But they were, like I said, when they're good, when the Knicks are, the Garden is rocking. Mm-hmm. It's the Mecca. They call it the Mecca. No building has had more historical events from the Beatles to the Hove to Kevin Hart to boxing matches, Ali. I mean, you name it. That building has hosted it. Elton John. It doesn't matter. So when it
comes, Sinatra.
Yeah. I mean, just be honest, man. They probably got some cold.
Spree was there. He was there in 99. Spree was there in 99.
Okay.
He was on that with Allen Houston. But that was that the year? Was that the year that hit that shot? Was that the year that hit that 4-point play? Grandmama.
Larry Johnson.
Remember, he hit that 4-point play? Because they was down like 2, and I think he ended up hitting a 4-point play or something. Or maybe they were down 3, and he ended up hitting a 4-point play. But
I wasn't in 99, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was it. It is, hold on. I got to calm down. I got to make the shot now. It don't mean nothing if I don't make the shot. Hey, you're right. But the Knicks beat the Pacers 130-121. Jalen Brunson comes back. In the second half, breathed life. A team that was down 11, they go on to win by 9, thanks to Jalen Brunson heroics. DiVincenzo was sensational again. Josh OG Anunoby. That's going to be an interesting situation there, Gil. If OG,
it looked like he pulled his hamstring.
It did look bad. It did look bad. What do I say about Josh Hart? I can't say enough good things about him. I think if I'm not mistaken, he might be leading the playoffs in rebounding, and he's 6'4".
That's crazy. That's why I compared him to goddamn Dennis Rodman. I'm not calling Dennis Rodman undersized, but Rodman was all over the place. It's just like he had a knack in always knowing where the ball was going to land. If it didn't land where he was at, he was going to get it.
Yeah. Yep.
This lets you know one thing, man. He's been he was with the Lakers, with the Pelicans, right?
Yep.
He was like a free man, right? He's over at the Knicks. You have a coach that believes in you, right? I'm not taking you out. This is your job. This is your team. Go out there and play. That I need you feeling that a coach can give a player. You're seeing it right now in real time. So when you think you need to yell at a player, I need to do, you can see positive reinforcement. Guess that this man will run through a wall for that team.
Yep.
This is not the same Josh that was in Pelicans or in Los Angeles. You're looking at him like, man, why didn't we have him here? Because you didn't have a coach that believed in him like that one does right here.
That's it. That's the difference. And, you know, he believes in him. If he takes a shot, you know, a lot of times you get with coaches, son, we don't want you to shoot. You pass it. He pulls up from 3, Tibbs doesn't give a, and he's hit some big threes. Hit one against Philly. Hit one the first game against Indiana. So Tibbs gives him the confidence that he can go out there and play his game. And if he makes a bad play, Gil, coach ain't looking. Hey, get Hart out. You know,
that's one thing, man. They can go out there and just play back. They don't got to look over their
three.
They hear. They don't have to do this because nobody coming for them.
Right.
48 tonight. You every sub, I'm just sitting there just looking straight, having good old time. You touch mine, I'll be, oh, wait, what's up? Oh, you subbing.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. A much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home, and man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to where there was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted way with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, we're going to move on. It's time for our first segment of the night, and it's called a news cap. Jamal Murray is ready to put Game 2 incident behind him. Murray earned a $100,000 fine from the league for throwing a heat pack and a towel on the court in the middle of the team's Game 2 loss. Murray didn't technically apologize for his action, but he made it clear he's ready to move on. I mean, it is what it is, and I take everything in full responsibility. So on to the next. Yeah, on to the next. I mean, 2 days ago, there's not much for me to say about it right now. Are you surprised, Gil, that he only got a $100,000 fine, or did you expect some level of suspension to come along with that?
Yeah, I don't. I never want a player to get suspended, you know, just for raw emotions, especially from a good dude like him. You know, he don't cause any problems. Right. He don't get me. But like he said, it is what it is. You know, at a referee or on the court in a live setting, this is not like they're on the other side of the court. They're in live action right now. You could have injured somebody. I know, you know, we don't do ifs. But the fact that you did throw it, we don't know what your intentions is. And those intentions, whatever it is, should have been at least a one-game suspension, especially when you already be proving points to everyone in the NBA. You know, someone says something wrong about the referee. Oh, they cheated us. $50,000 fine. You do this, $1,000 fine. So this right here gets the same merit as me throwing something at the referee. Mm. Well, God damn it, I'm doing that then. Right. Instead of saying something to the referee with the $50,000, I'm going to throw something at the referee for double the price.
Yeah.
Right. I think the best part about that is that MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., actually saw it and kind of kicked it. And I think KCP ended up tossing it off the court. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Good thing there was not a whole lot of action going on down there in the painted area, because you're right, Gil. Somebody could have stepped on that. Now, somebody steps on that and they're out. See, the way I look at a suspension, if a player does something, this is the way Ocho and I recommended this to the NFL. If a player injures someone through a dirty hit, you have to sit down until that player comes back. So if that player's out for a month, you sit your ass down for a month. He's out six weeks, you sit your ass out for 6 weeks. So if he injures somebody, Jamal Murray injures somebody, and he's out for four games, he's out four games. If the series gets swept, you out for the number of games next year. And then you'll stop that foolishness.
Yeah. I understand, but obviously, you know, Jamal Murray is not a problem child. He's not one that causes issues or concerns on the court. I think because of his emotion with this incident, it got the best of him. And I think that's probably why he wasn't suspended, because he's not one that always causes problems, is not always in some type of controversy. And then I think suspending him for one game would probably give the opponent somewhat of an advantage. And I think the commissioner just didn't want to see that happen. And I mean, $100,000, that's a whole lot of money.
Well, dude making $25 million.
Huh?
Dude making $25 million.
But that's what I said, Ocho.
Gil, before you go, I'm not saying, look, had they suspended him, I'm not going to stand up on my soapbox and advocate for they shouldn't have suspended him. So I'm not advocating that they should have suspended him. I'm saying had they suspended him, I would have totally understood. And I said, okay, I get it. Go ahead, Gil.
And when they lost the game, how would you feel after they lost the game because Jamal Murray wasn't playing?
I said, hell, well, you should have thought about that before you threw that hot heating pad on the floor.
Yeah, that, you know what I mean? That's the accountability that we got to take as players, right? You want us to be accountable. I threw it out of emotion, right? And I got penalized in real time. The penalty is I got suspended. My team lost. Right. Down 0-3. That's my fault. I got to live with that in the summer. We make Draymond Green feel, he's still feeling it to his day of that championship that they led a good way for him being reckless, right?
Yes.
He's been reckless, and he has to take accountability for that. When he's aging, like he thinks about the championships, he knows, man, I should have had one more, but my stupidity did that.
Yeah.
Now, this is my issue. And I don't like doing scenarios like this, but is it fair? Let's say Ant-Man, someone slipped on that, pulled their groin, they're out of the series.
Yep.
How can you allow the Denver Nuggets to move on?
Yeah.
You got the best player with this reckless behavior. No matter how many games you suspend, I can suspend you the most. This is the most important player for them. You still have your most important player. You guys end up coming back and winning a series all because of this move. I don't know. I can't feel. That just feels horrible. That is a possibility of something like that happening. And I can tell you this right now. Listen, I'm about 30. You know, I'm willing to win. So if I know this is only 100,000, hey, you ain't playing, right? Who is you? You on the scene? What's your name? Hey, go ahead, throw a heat pack under that. Throw a heat pack right there. See if we can go ahead and get young fella out of the game.
Cause here's my thing. If I'm the fourth player or the fifth player or the seventh player on the team, hell, I'm gonna start an argument with something. The number one or number two player, I'm gonna try to get you thrown out. Cause if I get thrown out, it's not as big as a bigger loss as you getting your. If I get into it, I'm the seventh guy on the team, and I can get into it with LeBron, or I can get into it with Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. I get tough. We double text and they throw both of us out. Who won? Who won that?
Mm-hmm. San Antonio against the Suns.
You remember when I think it was Amari came off the bench. Robert Horry had checked Steve Nash into the bench. Yep. Robert Horry and Amari Stoudemire came off the bench. Had that been David Stern, he was gone for a game.
Look, that's what ended up happening.
Yeah, David Stern. Yeah, he suspended him.
He got suspended. What Robert Horry did, right? What Robert Horry did end up being a brilliant play because he chucks Steve Nash. Mm-hmm. Mark gets off the bench. He got suspended.
So Robert Horry versus Amari Stoudemire, who was an All NBA player at that point in time. So which was the more important loss?
Yeah.
And this is what I tell people. They say, well, he's the first time. There's a lot of people up in Pelican Bay. And if you're from Texas, you know where Huntsville is. There's a lot of people in prison for a first-time offense.
First-time offense?
It only take one time. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. How many people have messed up their lives, Ocho, over a first-time offense?
There's a lot of fathers out there. All it took was one time.
One time.
On time.
But Jamal Murray, he'll be able to go game three. He's going to have to play better. And he hadn't been shooting the ball well. And I think a lot of his heroics in the Lakers series have masked that he has been shooting the ball poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's come to fruition that he's not in the position to win the games on last second shots. And when you compound that, they're making it very difficult on this year's MVP. We'll talk about that in a second. Nikola Jokic, he's one of the most efficient players in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He was 5 of 13, and then he was like 11 of 25. And, he had a triple-double, but that triple-double didn't matter because that game wasn't even close. Yeah. And then in the first game, he had 32 points, but it took him 25 shots to get it. And he didn't have double-digit rebounds or assists. So, one of those two guys have to play great in order for them to have a chance to win. If both of those guys are playing bad, you're going to see the outcomes that you've seen over the first two games. Big, big losses. Let's go ahead and get to it. Nikola Jokic has been named MVP for the third time in this fourth season. Jokic ranked 10th in points, 4th in rebounds, 3rd in assists. He became the second player in NBA history to have at least 2,000 points, 900 rebounds, and 700 assists in a season, joining Oscar Robertson when he first had the triple-double, led to have a season of a triple-double in 61-62. He's the ninth player to win three or more MVPs. Kareem has 6. Michael Jordan and Bill Russell has 5. Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James has 4. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Nikola Jokic, and Moses Malone have 3. Hold on, check this out. Shaq openly told Jokic that someone else should have won the MVP. Moments after the MVP was named on TNT, the crew, Shaq said, Joker, as president of the Big Man Alliance, you are the vice president of the Big Man Alliance. You know I love you, but the best player in the league, I want to congratulate you. I want you to hear from me first. I thought SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you, but congratulations. Gail, what you think? Well, we already know what you think. You don't think...
The Shaq could have left that part out of there.
Yeah, for sure.
Just congratulated him. But
let you and I have that discussion. Not, but to Shaq's credit, he don't have to worry about Shaq going on a podcast, on his own podcast, or go saying something. I'm saying this to your face. I think you're the best player in the league. I think you're the best big man in the league, and yada yada yada. But this year, I thought SGA should have won the MVP. But go ahead, Gil.
No. Hey, say that shit on your podcast. Don't say that not on TNT while I'm trying to get my goddamn trophy.
Yeah. I'm still gonna take this trophy home. I appreciate your honesty, but this trophy's still going on the mantle.
Yeah, no, don't do that to me. Now, let's go ahead and celebrate me. Go on your podcast and say what you really feel, and then we keep it like that. But it gives where's the hope? Right? Where's the hope for young players, right? To this is who we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're the number one team this year. Mm-hmm. We outplayed the champions who was supposed to be number one. We became number one. I'm averaging 30. I'm doing, why am I not being rewarded? How are you rewarding someone who did not live up to this year expectations?
Right.
They were expected to dominate the season, and they didn't. We did.
Mm-hmm.
I perform. I'm not averaging 22 and 25. I'm averaging 30. I got my boys playing rocket basketball. We out here playing on both sides of the field. I finished games. Now, the knock against Jokic is we can talk about the assists all we want. We can highlight the assists. Are we going to just ignore the fact that he is not the go-to guy when it counts? Are we gonna ignore the fact that what SGA does at the end of the game, he's a clutch player. That ball goes to Murray.
Yeah.
At the end of the game. He is the guy who Jokic relies on to hit those buckets. He becomes the number one option when the game is on the line. Mm-hmm. So you're giving the MVP to a guy who, when it counts, has to give it to another guy. And you're saying, hey, young fella, maybe next year. It kind of just takes away from what are we all doing this for? What is the point of being number one? Jason Tatum, what is the point of me being number one? What is the point of us doing any of this if you're not rewarding anything? Mm-hmm. What are you rewarding? And that's the problem I have. We do not have any consistency on this award. You don't want the guys to be selfish, right? You say, all right, if you're selfish thinking about yourself and not the team, we're not going to reward you. Now you got guys trying to build teams and okay, I'm winning. Hey, I'm still doing good. Yeah, nah, not this year. Yeah, we're going to give it to some selfish. Like, it just, you can't keep.
I will say this, Gil, before you go, Ocho, Jason Tatum ain't have no, and he shouldn't, don't even talk about the MVP. Because the way he fell off, man, he fell off like Milli Vanilli. Jason Tatum.
Wait, what do you mean fell off?
Did you not see his last games? He's by the bottom. He should. First of all, if you want to say SGA, I ain't finna fight you. If you want to say Luka, I ain't finna fight you. But to say Jason Tatum over Jokic? Oh, no. Oh, no. He should have been. First of all, Jason Tatum shouldn't have been over Brunson.
What we need to do here, huh? If you got to think about Tatum, you're talking about he ain't doing what he's doing. The score's 30-0, huh?
Hey, I can make a case that Jaylen Brown is just as important.
You can say that.
I don't know. Have you seen these playoffs?
Yeah, I do see in the playoffs that we win about 20 every game and I don't need to really bump my engine. Hey, so, number two option. Do your thing, young fella. Do your thing. Hey,
we win about 20 without your assistant. That's been it's been Derek White and Jaylen Brown.
But what I'm saying is this guy at this point, he needs to be great at the beginning of the game to get the score up. Like, what we're penalizing Tatum for something we gave Steph Curry. Right? We gave Steph Curry an MVP and he didn't play in damn near 40, fourth quarters because it was blowing everybody out. Averaged about 24, yeah. But the way they calculations did it, it made sense. So you can't look at his numbers the same because he's blowing everybody out and he's not in crunch time anymore. Like, when was the last time he played the last 5 minutes?
I don't like Tatum for the MVP this year. Maybe the first half of the season, but the last half, those guys that the Brunsons, the Jokic, the SGAs, and the Lucas, I thought they would have been more deserving. Now, do I think Jason Tatum's gonna be on the first team All NBA? Yes, I do.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's like, because we're so good, why are you penalizing me for so good? We're so good. It makes me say, all right, I just want to be a mediocre team, so I have to play every game hard. It's kind of, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how do, like, when you, if you're Jason Tatum, you've been to four finals. You're going to be at your fifth one. Most likely, if Denver get put out, they are winning the championship because the first two rounds plus New York, Jason Tatum and Brown is not going to be challenged by anybody themselves, right? As a player, there's no three man on the other team that's going to be challenging them to them for them to rub up their engine. So they're going to have fresh legs versus somebody like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man got to play all the way from this series to the next series on to it. So Boston's going to have fresher legs from their stars. He wins the championship. And we're saying, yeah, you just didn't have it this year because they won 60-some games. It just seems like...
No, he played well. I thought he played well. I think, what did he average? 26, 27?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ocho. What you thinking?
I mean, listen, it's Joker and Joker. He's been Joker the past, what, three seasons? Obviously, he won the MVP third.
And had Joel Embiid not had that historic season last year,
right?
He'd have been 4-for-4, Gil.
Yeah.
4-for-4. No Dominique.
Yeah. I mean, but Shai's been special, man. You look at what Shai's done over in OKC. Obviously, like, the piggyback off what Gil said, most 30-point games since 2019 when Harden did it. Listen, he led the NBA in steals, too.
Yep.
Obviously, he's the best player on the Thunder. And if I'm not mistaken, they were the number one seed as well, right?
Yes.
Yep.
When it's time for a clutch shot at the end of a game and OKC is playing, who are they trying to get the ball to?
Shai?
Yeah, Shai.
I mean, listen, you take Shai off the Thunder. Are they in the playoffs?
No.
I mean, there are so many different variables that go into it that says, you know what, based on what he did this year, in such a short amount of time in his career, he should have won MVP.
Yeah.
So basically, if they come back next season and he repeats the same cycle again, which I'm assuming Joker will probably do the same thing, do they give it to Joker for a fourth time to win his fourth MVP?
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. It's about to start getting harder and harder because, you know, when you get that third, because think about it, LeBron had his fourth at what, 28, Gil? 29? Mm-hmm. And had he really come close? I think he came close. I think he finished second to Harden 1 year. And so in about 10, 11 years. So it's about to get harder and harder for guys to win those MVP to once you get to that number. Because
right.
Go ahead, Gil.
See, okay, so this is my question here. Right. Joker's team was fifth when he won an MVP, 10th when he won an MVP. Mm. Fifth best record. This year, I don't even know, but they're third in the West, right?
Second.
Yeah.
The team aspect hasn't been dominant. What happens now? He already has three, and his team decides they get better. He does the same numbers, but his team is winning 60, 65 games, 70 games. Mm. Are you going to give him the MVPs that he deserves, or then you're going to go back and screw him and say, oh, we can't give you him now? What do you do now? What do you do when his team, if they come back next year and they win 65 games and he has the same numbers?
Mm.
You sit there like, because you already rewarded him where his team was not the number one team in the NBA. So what do you do when he is the number one team?
Gil, I think the thing is, you look at the MVP, because of the way Joker played in the playoffs last year, it kind of carried over. And it's like, oh, my God, maybe we made a mistake. You look at Ant-Man, the way he's played in the playoffs. You look at Jalen Brunson. If Luka can turn it around, I think Shea, I think the MVP is going to come from one of those guys. Because I think the voters are going to look, and we understand this is a regular season award. The MVP, you know, everybody like, well, you got to take it. We ought to wait till after the playoffs. No. The MVP has always been a regular season award. You have finals MVP for the player that plays the best in the playoffs and in the final. That's what that should be. But I think the thing is for like SGA, if he could go on and get his team to the Western Conference Finals or get them to the NBA Finals, even if they don't win, obviously if they win, it would be a huge accomplishment. I think the voters are going to look, you know what? We've got to reward these young guys coming up.
So then, but that's not a problem. You're going to, that means you're going to screw somebody next year to make what you did this. That's what I said. You can't right wrongs.
Somebody, hey, that's Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. So y'all been screwing people all these years. Keep on screwing them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Joker wins 63 games next year and he's playing the same way, we're gonna be saying Joker's the MVP.
Yeah.
Well, right? not unless Embiid comes back healthy.
And then they're gonna be like, well, he was third last year. Now he's one this year.
Yeah.
You gotta give it to him. Like he has a great upside. Like what does Shea do next year to get an MVP? This is what I'm saying. Right. This is why I say same thing with Jason Tatum. I'm averaging 30. My team is number one. I'm not averaging 22. I'm averaging 30 points a game. What do I need to do next year to win an award?
Right.
Because if I average 28 and we're number one, you're going to say, ah, this is a down year.
Yeah. Guys, back to Shaq. I think a part of Shaq, he might not ever admit this, but Shaq see these guys winning these MVPs and a little envious. Because, and I don't care, look, I understand that Shaq got four titles and he has three finals MVPs, but Shaq know deep down. We should be having a discussion. For GOAT, Shaq name is never brought up in the discussion. Now, we bring his name up with big mans, with Will, Russell, and Kareem, and rightfully so. But we're never going to see another guy Shaq size with his athleticism that was as dominant as him. Yeah. And he robbed himself because he didn't take it serious enough. Did he take it serious? Not nearly as serious as he should have. Shaq should have five MVPs. Shaq should have seven titles. And I think he sees a guy like Nikola Jokic that's not as dominant as him and gets three and 4 years. And people are talking about him. And they talk about him dominant big man. But see, when you historically great, they talk about you as great basketball player, the GOAT. And Shaq is never brought up. When they say Tom Brady, even though he plays quarterback, they say Tom Brady is the greatest football player. Ocho, you and I debate. We say Jerry. We say Lawrence Taylor or whomever. Mm-hmm. But Tom Brady, although he played quarterback, Shaq is never brought up in those discussions when it comes to GOAT. He's never in front of Magic. He's never in front of LeBron. He's never in front of Jordan. He's never in front of Kareem. He's never really in front of Russell. When we talk about GOATs, those route Mount Rush or Mount Rushmore. And I think a part of him is envious of that. But he doesn't have anybody to blame but himself.
But do you think it's because he's a center, though? Obviously, when we talk about the GOAT conversation,
Nikola Jokic is a center. Kareem is a center.
But, okay.
Kareem got six. Jokic,
when I think of Jokic.
Russell got five. Chamberlain got four. What are we talking about here? Magic got three. Bird got three. Moses Malone was a center. He has three. What are we talking about here, Ocho?
Jokic. I see him as I'm trying to. He can shoot. He got mid range. He shoots a three. It's a different type of center for today's game as opposed to Shaq being in the post.
Kareem didn't do nothing but throw the sky hook. Wilt didn't do nothing but the finger roll. So what now?
Wait, so when we talk about the greatest basketball players of all time as far as the GOAT conversation, Shaq's name is never brought up in that?
Have you ever heard it?
No, because it's normally just Kobe, MJ, and LeBron. That's it.
Kareem.
No, I never heard of Kareem.
Kareem doesn't get the credit that he deserves. No, on most.
It's always the same three names.
Hey, the NBA players voted, and they had Jordan 1, they had LeBron 2, they had Kobe 3. But when you see most, when they do the analytics and they ask all these execs, it's normally Jordan, LeBron, Kareem.
I'm talking about us. I ain't talking about all them execs.
But here's the thing, as a guy, barbershop talk.
How do you put a guy
which got the most regular season MVPs before LeBron broke his record? He had the most points, the third most rebounds, 5 titles, 2 finals MVPs, and you say he's not in the GOAT conversation?
Same reason we say Bill Russell not in it. We just do.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Russell was the most important, but there are times, I mean, Russell didn't win Rookie of the Year. Tommy Heisman won Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, it'd have been interesting to see during those 11 titles, how many finals MVPs. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, he got 8 finals MVPs. Are we going to leave him out of the GOAT conversation now, Gil?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Because in reality, there's only 2 people arguing for the GOAT. Whoever you have as third, you're irrelevant.
Okay.
Because you can't put any more stats up on the board for you to get the number 2 or number 1 anyway. So when people say, yeah, this is the GOAT debate, Shaq, you're in the GOAT debate, you guys don't have any more stats, right? There's only, if Jordan is the GOAT and they're saying LeBron is number 2, the only reason this is still a conversation is because LeBron is still trying to get in front. Once LeBron stops, there's no more the GOAT debate if he stops at 2. Right? If he stops at 2, it's just Michael Jordan. And then whoever comes along and he jumps in front of LeBron, then that's the GOAT debate. Once you're third, you're in third place, bro. You got the bronze.
Right.
Right? There's no debating of that part of it. The only reason it's a still conversation is because there's still a fifth player right now. When it comes to Shaq, Shaq hates every big man. If you haven't noticed, he didn't like big man. He had Shaq and the Fool going at JaVale McGee and all of them. He doesn't like the big man. Rightfully so, because that's his position. He is, in his mind, he is the apex predator. No matter what no one says, we don't care. He don't care what you say. He don't care. You can throw all the championships and all that. If we lace him up and we had to, in our prime, had to play against each other in our prime, he thinks he's the apex predator, right? I'm gonna bust through all y'all. So you guys can sit on those awards. Those awards hurt.
It's the MVPs, Gil. It's the MVPs because he only have one. And that's my argument. You and I debated this. It's hard for me to put somebody in the GOAT conversation with one MVP regular season. It's hard, Gil. It's hard. So we're going to take somebody with one regular season MVP and put him in front of people that got 3, that got 4, that got 5.
But this,
hey, but I have a question. Even without the MVPs, right? Even without the MVPs, Shaq's reign and dominance during his tenure in the NBA was like no other. It was like no other.
The zone is in because of him. They put the zone in because we didn't have enough people to guard him. So they said, hey, we can do a 2-3. So that means we can put somebody in front of them, somebody behind them, right? And we can try to contain them. That zone was not for let's make better shooters. It was because no one could guard Shaquille
O'Neal. Shaq's dominance wasn't as long as Kareem's. It just wasn't. It wasn't. You could talk about the one leg step back. You could talk about the step back 3. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because guess what? I got 10 guys that can shoot the James Harden step back 3. I got 15 guys can shoot the one leg step back. How many guys have ever been able to throw the sky hook?
Nah, you're right about that. And I'm not going to say how many guys break backboards on people.
Well, Daryl Dawkins was the first. But see, they was finding Daryl. They took finding $10,000. He said, well, I'm done with this because they wasn't making the money. If you remember, Chocolate Thunder was at, he was the reason why they put the collapsible rim in, because he was literally taking the rim out of the glass. So they put the collapsible rim in for Daryl Dawkins. I know that's before y'all time, but I remember Daryl.
Remember?
He was Chocolate Thunder. That's when they used to let the guys play with gold chains on, Gil.
Ready, Set, Griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep Cook and Store System, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home, and man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to where there was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted away with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year, more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you got to let you. But you know, Shaq, that's just one of those things that's in him. He can't, right? When you think you like the same thing with Penny, right? The envious of Penny, the envious of what Kobe, right? Envious of when Dwayne Wade, he said it out of his mouth when he went to Cavs, you know, he was envious of LeBron, right? You're talking about a guy who, when he came into the NBA, his name was up there with Michael Jordan down there.
I think he made the All-Star game as a rookie. Didn't he make the All-Star game as a rookie?
away that power when you young, man. You got everything to your disposal when you young, man. It's hard to not to walk like Superman and act like Superman. And you say, yeah, he's the number one option. And you sit here.
But here's the thing, Gil. What did they see every stop that he went? Did he outwork Penny in Orlando? Did he outwork Kobe in L.A.? Did he outwork D-Wade in Miami? Did he outwork? You see, he wanted things. See, he wanted things for the work that he didn't put in. You see what we talked about, Ocho, when we had this conversation the other night? The management sees. See, he thought, well, I'm the best player. I ain't got to practice. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they said, well, if that's the case, well, Penny, Kobe, this one, that one. And so what are the teams supposed to do? And then the injuries. Injuries robbed him because he didn't control his weight. He didn't train like he was supposed to. And you see what happens. Shaq's supposed to be in the GOAT conversation. Shaq's supposed to have 30,000 points. Shaq's supposed to be a top five rebounder. And while y'all bull-jiving, a guy that gets left out is Tim Duncan. People don't realize how good Duncan was.
He was the fundamentals. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He don't get the credit. Look, like, we don't. There have been a lot of great guys like Olajuwon was a great big man. People, yeah, the Dream Shake, and he was as good. Mm-hmm. I got him. He's the best defensive. You can make a case he's the best defensive player. Because he can slide on the pick and roll. He can slide. He can get out. Obviously, blocking shots, all that other stuff. He was fundamentally sound. Offensively, we know about the Dream Shake. But there are a lot of guys that don't get the credit, especially when you and Jordan. I mean, because for whatever reason, guys, we don't like bigs. Because you know what? We got to have the little guy get you the ball. The little guys can have the ball and go get their own point. Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. We don't need y'all big. We can go get out. We can take the ball from one end to the other. You're not going to do that, but on occasion. Oh. So the bigs are never going to get the credit they deserve in the game of basketball. But they're very, very important. And I think Shaq, I know for a fact, if Shaq would have had, let's just say, if he'd had my work ethic, he'd have had 40,000 points. But let's just say he had a better work ethic. And his diet. What do you think? What, Gil, what do you think he could have done with a little better work ethic and cleaned up his diet?
That's been the argument that Kobe had his whole career, right? If you just have somewhat of a better work ethic. Kobe
said 10 titles, they'd have won 10. Maybe not 10 because San Antonio, but they'd have had, I'd give him at least 5 or 6, Gil.
We was like this. This is what I'm saying. Like, think about the skilled players today, right? They wouldn't be. People don't realize this either. All of the power forwards back in '96 to about 2005. Have you noticed the center? When they say the center position is gone, nah. It went to the four man. Everyone was so scared of Shaquille O'Neal and guarding him. You got 7'1" dudes pretending they 6'9". You automatically got put to the center and they didn't want to guard Shaq for the 2 or 4 games. So they went to the power forward position and became power forwards. That's why our power forward position is dominant because it was all scared of Shaquille O'Neal, right? That's just how it was. Like, I got to guard Shaq or I'm going to guard a 6'5". Charles Barkley. Yeah, I'm going to go to this position. So they all moved to the power four. So when you look at the power four position, all these dominant bigs, they were supposed to be 5 men, 7-foot power forwards because they didn't want to guard him. So the fact that if he would have just stayed in the gym, kept his weight under control, right? There was no one
in the history of the game that could have dealt with him. Shaq had a game. You remember that game Shaq had, Gil? He had 24 points. 28 rebounds and 15 blocks.
And the 24 points is that you got 52 dudes sticking to, man. We calling for, I've never, so that, there's not been a dude in the league since I played that soon as he thought about, like, he start ducking in, help! Yeah. Help! He ain't got the ball yet, dog. come on down here, help. I mean,
look at in the finals. Look at what Shaq did in the finals when he was in the Lakers. And look at what he did when they went head up with him. When Rick Smets or Dikembe or Kenyon Martin. Look at Shaq's numbers. 38 and 16.
Damn.
35 and 15. 34 and 14. Oh, man, it was the only guy that could have a problem with it because he was going to make it work on the other end was Tim Duncan. Because Tim Duncan was going to make him work on the other end. And that's what you have to do. Olajuwon gave him problems because Olajuwon used his quickness. You know, he feel Olajuwon, he think he feel him on the right side. Olajuwon is already to the left side and he's in front of him. He done stole the ball. So Olajuwon gave him problems because Olajuwon can make him work on the other end also.
Yeah, that's not fair though. That was a 2 years Shaq versus a damn NBA MVP. Right, that's like Embiid and Wimby right now. That ain't unfair. We gotta wait till they prime out together.
Man, look here, Shaq. Olajuwon was giving up 100 pounds. Give a damn.
That was 93. You got a guy
that was 95. 95 NBA Finals.
Yeah, 95. Not okay. Yeah, that's 95. Shaq's third year. My bad.
But he gave up 100 pounds, right? Gil. That'd be like you playing a seventh grader. And they tell me, hey, come on, Gil.
Yeah, I'm going to get a seventh grader some business.
But, man, look here. And I told Shaq, I said, bro, just a little bit. Because what happens as you start to, Ocho, you know this, as you start to age, the injuries will start to come with greater regularity and they'll keep you down for longer. An injury when you're young, keep you down maybe a week. As you start to get two, three years past, now the injury keeps you down for 2 weeks. Now the injury keeps you down for a month. Now the injury keeps you down for half the season. And so you're like, damn. And that's it. If Shaq would have taken it like, you know what, it was the end all be all. Kobe, Jordan. I'm not saying you couldn't shoot your commercials and do things, but what did Jordan do when he shot Space Jam? He had a court. Built at Warner Brothers, and they played basketball. He called guys in, and they hooped. Kobe in the gym. LeBron in the gym. Man, if Shaq did that, so Shaq is looking at, yo, man, this joker, he's 29. He got three MVPs. Three? Giannis got two MVPs.
And that's why I say when people talk about the 80s, the 90s, and they have this discussion, and I say the difference really is we have technology and these guys have history, right? They get to look at where you were successful and where you failed, and then they can change it. So the Jokic, you can see if he was a lazy dude, he would have a weight problem.
He had one coming in, too.
Yeah, he had a weight problem coming, but he took care of his body, and this is the reward of it. We seen Giannis bulk up, right? We see these guys taking the extra measures. Yeah. There's no Dennis Rodmans in this game. There's no guy going to the club, Ocho, partying, drinking all night.
Not the great one.
The game. Go out there and score 20. No, dog, that ain't happening, bro. You're going to get exposed in this game. So these guys, there's so much money and there's so many brands that's going on that these guys are all walking like a business. They're all thinking like Michael Jordan, right? Then it was Michael Jordan and then everybody else was getting rewarded for what this man was doing. Now everybody wants to be Michael Jordan's brand. So they're all acting like a Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant, a LeBron James. So I'm not going to get caught drinking. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go out and play video games. You know, so they're all being under the radar versus everybody just being athletes out there.
Everybody now, when Michael Jordan got Tim Grover, now everybody has a personal trainer. Everybody has a chef. Everybody's in the gym. Everybody's doing all that. Because Charles Barkley, I just had Charles Barkley on my podcast. He said, man, he said, Shannon, when I was 280, I could only play like spurts, like 3 to 4 minutes. And he asked Moses Malone. Moses Malone told him, Moses Malone at that point in time was a 3-time MVP. He said, Chuck, you fat and you lazy. That's a hell of a combination. Now, you could be one or the other.
You can be
fat, but you can't be lazy. You can be lazy, but damn, you got to be good. You can't be both. That's two bad habits to have. It's like sports.
Yep.
Ocho, you could be one or the other. You could be old, but you can't be old and slow. Mm-hmm. You get to be choose one, but choose wisely. But you got both of them on your side. You old and slow. You fat and lazy. Chuck said, I got down to 250, so now I can play. Chuck led the league in rebounding. Chuck can't be no more than what, Gil? 6'4", 6'5"? He led the league in rebounding. With the Shaqs, with the Elijah Wans, with the David Robinsons, right, with the Patrick Ewings, with all those tall guys, he led it.
Mm.
Because he didn't shake. Zion. All Zion got to do. Zion get down to 250. Zion win the MVP. Did y'all see him against Lakers the last game? Y'all see how easy he got 40?
Yeah.
Because he going to get the way he want to, and you can't stop him. Can't.
But, you know, I listened to that interview, and I wanted to tag Kevin Durant because he said in there, he said, you know, I was in Philly, and I was like, man, I need some help. You be killing these people for screaming for some help, dog, Charles. But that's what I love about the old dudes. They got dementia early.
They forget that they packed up. But see, the way they look at it is that the team moved them, the general manager. They don't like you get the same results. Whether you, it's either you steal it or somebody give it to you, it's theft by possession. You know it's stolen. And you take it, they're going to take your ass to jail too. Even if you stole it, they're going to take your ass to jail. It's called receiving stolen goods, theft by possession. So you in possession of it. You know. So even though the general manager moved you or or guys like, you know what, man, I want to play with you. Hey, Gil, me, you and Ocho, we're going to team up tonight. Well, people probably mad at us because we put this together and not some corporation, guys. See, it'd be cool if a corporation's like, you know what? We want to start a podcast. We pick this guy. We pick that guy. We pick this guy. Nah. I say, we're going to start a podcast. I will pick the team. Well, hey, you good? You want to do this? Hey, let's rock.
Hey, Ojo, I need more help or trade me. It's the same thing, dog. It's the same thing. You want out and you want to go to a better team because you don't have enough. You're blaming your team, right? It's the same thing, man. That's why I say, you can't go on your podcast today or your the TNT and ESPN and then kill players for who you were.
Right.
Say, hey, man, listen, I understand. Did it like this. I regret ain't it no today. Internet. So don't be like, don't be like me, but don't pretend like we do have internet. We can Google. We can go to 1994 Philly articles, Charles Barkley quotes, and then start reading. We can do that. We got the benefit today.
Rudy Gobert won Defensive Player of the Year. Gobert becomes the third player in NBA history to win the awards 4 times, joining Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace. What do we got? Steals per game. Gobert was 0.7. Blocks per game, 2.1. Defensive rating, 104.4. Wemby, 1.2 steals a game, 3.9 blocks a game, 105.8 defensive rating. But when people say, oh, team rating, look at the defensive rating when Wemby's on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Wemby should have won the award because I thought. What do you think? What do you think, Gil?
It's called Defensive Player not of defensive the Year. Team. Not defensive team. So if you're saying, you know, this is an argument we had today. If Rudy doesn't have to be as great because his team is great and he just gets to do the cleanup. So basically, he's running his engine at about a 75 to 50% on his defensive because everybody's good. And you have a guy who's running out of 100%
afloat
to just keep his team like locked into the game, he becomes the better defensive player, right? At the end of the day, listen, I don't want to knock somebody for winning an award. Just for I think it's better for us to really understand how are you guys voting? What is the voting metrics? Give us everything that you're looking at so we can see it as a whole. Because all the stats we're looking at right now says otherwise. I think there needs to just be explanations on how are they voting? What are they looking at? What are they seeing? So we can get a better understanding, because I don't want to say he doesn't deserve it. This guy deserves it. And then your metrics is this. And I think your metrics is that.
Ocho, before you go, I want to say this, Ocho. The Timberwolves without Rudy Gobert held the Denver Nuggets, the reigning champs, to 80 points.
That's a good one. I knew you were gonna say that. But listen, if Rudy's won it three times before, right? And obviously he's won it because of his defense.
Yes.
And then we have Wembanyama, who's coming now, who is also good on the defensive end and the offensive end. I think they give it to Rudy Gobert again for a fourth time because he's so efficient defensively. Whatever those statistics are that they go off of, I think they give him the edge because that's all he is known for, is playing just defense. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that's really what it's based off, because he is strictly a defensive player, because on offense, he damn near a liability.
He is. Hey. But here's the thing, Gil.
Come on, say hi.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If there were this vast discrepancy with the defensive rating per team, Timberwolves was 104.4. Wemby is 105.8. But Wemby beats him in deflections, beats him in block shots, beats him in steals. I'm confused.
And we're talking about with less time, too. That's what I'm saying. It's like when you say defensive player, we're looking at the metrics. We're like, clearly this guy is doubling the production on defense as an individual. And this is an individual award. So what are we missing? Like the sixth man, huh? My metrics on a sixth man had it Kobe White. So Kenyon challenged me and go back all the way to when it first started. So I went all the way to 84. And then I went through everything and realized Maxie did deserve it. Then the reason he deserved it, yes, Kobe was a plus 10 or plus 13. Maxie was a plus 6. But the difference is from last year to this year, he became an all-star, which is most improved. He improved to all-star. All three people whose production wasn't that high, they won an award, which that was the standout. So I caught that. That's why I said, I want to see the metrics of what they're using so I can understand how they're voting.
Yeah. Like I said, if there was such a discrepancy, let's just say the Spurs were, when Wemby on the court was 110, 112, that's a big disparity. But when you look at the only thing that, and it's like you said, Gil, is defensive player. He's better in steals. He's better in blocks. He's better in deflections. And you see, guys, they're a 3-on-1. And Wemby is back. Them guys said, nah, I'm good. Let's go on out here by the 3. I ain't messing with it. I don't want no parts of that because I know he's going to throw it up in the stands. Speaking of Gobert, a reporter had a question for Ant-Man today. Let's take a listen to what Ant had to say.
You get a tattoo of Rudy Gobert's face anywhere on your body for the Timberwolves to guarantee win the championship this year.
Yeah.
You would do it?
Yeah.
What part of your body would you get it on?
Probably my arm.
You would do it? Yeah. You can't get rid of it. You can't erase it. Yeah. For a guaranteed trip.
Yeah. That's my dog.
Really?
I'm gonna be a chipless mofo. Man, you gotta put a tattoo on me.
For a ring? For a ring?
I'll put a tattoo of Rudy right now for one more year in the NBA. Give me one more new knee. Look, you don't even gotta let me play in the NBA. Give me two new knees so I can just go out there and run again. I get him right here. I get him and then this baby right here on the other side.
Oh, man.
Little Gobo Jr., right?
Some of the things.
Oh, Joe, you get a tattoo?
Listen, I already got 44. What's one more? It ain't gonna matter. It definitely ain't gonna matter. For a championship?
So you know,
huh?
You got one of those brands, Ocho?
No, because I
you got a brand. I never you had look the like opportunity one of those brand to, type pledge,
so I ain't got no brand. Yeah, I ain't got no brand.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Volume.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps you get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.